Conversations that hit harder than a 240-pound linebacker. It's Sideline Sanity.
You know, we're in the middle of Pride Month. If you're proud, you don't have to run around screaming how proud you are. When you meet a proud person, they're not telling you that they're proud. You know it. Pride is earned. It reverberates outside of you. People that have to scream about how proud they are all the time, it's like, I'm not so sure that's really what's going on there.
Stream the Sideline Sanity podcast at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right. Don't play that clip yet, because what we're going to do here is this. We forgot to ask you about Senate Bill 132. Christina, tell us about Senate Bill 132.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Ernie. So Senate Bill 132 is the Protect Women's Sports Act. It's a bill that I've sponsored here in Ohio, and quite simply, it says that biological boys should not be playing in girls' sports. It's just a matter of safety. Boys are created. You guys have stronger muscles. You have denser bones. You have more lung capacity than girls do. And so it's just a matter of fairness and quite frankly, safety.
When I was young, you know what? Everybody knew that. See, when I was young, when I was in third grade, I could show you every boy in the class and I could point out every girl. I knew the boys and we knew. And the other kids could do the same thing. Why are they so confused today?
Well, that's a great question, Pastor Ernie. I mean, God creates us male and female. It's really quite simple.
Very simple. Just two genders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was it. So all of these other things, they're not normal. They're not natural. And it's a lot of people's fantasies, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lost. And I think we should pray for them and, you know, pray for their salvation and pray for, clarity and, yeah. They're lost.
What do you think about this trans species where they're actually putting – now, we've got a real problem, because where they want – the furries, they call them furries, where they put – they're putting litter boxes in closets in these public schools and the elementary for children who think that they're puppies or kittens or squirrels. Do you think these children really think that, or do you think maybe you got some very, very perverted teachers – planting that in their minds?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. Again, I just come back to, God created us male and female. He loves us. He's created us in His image. And I think that's a message that positive message is one that we need to make sure we reinforce with our children today.
All righty, so we got to get back to common sense, don't we?
Amen.
Back to sanity.
Yes, yes. And one thing I do want to mention to your listeners, again, because you have listeners from across this great nation, is that Ohio's motto is a Bible verse, and it comes from the book of Matthew, and it's, with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible. Absolutely.
We love that.
All right. We'll
thank
let you
Pastor
go.
You,
to, don't forget, you'll be on 9 o'clock tomorrow on Bob Friend Show.
Okay. That's right.
Right across the hall. Right.
Bright and early.
Right and early.
Take care.
All right. God bless. Thank you again for being here. All right, now you can play the clip.
The official president of the United States has warned the world they will face Armageddon if Russia uses tactical nukes in Ukraine. And when the Russian president said that the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine is senseless, the Biden administration reversed the no first use and sole purpose policies regarding nuclear warfare, meaning that the U.S. will now consider first-strike nuclear attacks against non-nuclear threats. In a surprising break from projection and gaslighting, U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin recently explained the truth behind the current U.S. policy with Russia.
Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values, and for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud. But many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately.
On the surface, that's what this is. World War Trans. That is what the United States has become. To the rest of the world, America has become the land of abortions, castrations, death, and lies. Meanwhile, our diesel fuel is set to run out before the winter, and our leadership could care less.
What are we doing to increase the supply of diesel, given that the Energy Information Administration said as of October 14th, the U.S. only had about a 25-day supply? You have the Northeast and New York already rationing home heating oil. what are we doing to prepare for the winter and to ramp up supply of diesel?
I'll take the question on the diesel because I just don't have the data on that in front of me. So let me take that and we'll get back to you on that. But writ large, the president has been working very, very hard to make sure that we're that not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long, cold winter. We have doubled our commitment, the commitment he made in March for natural gas exports to Europe. We've doubled that commitment.
The president has cut off our fuel and given away our emergency reserves. Without diesel fuel, the entire nation comes to a halt. And at this point, nothing is being done to stop it.
The problem is, at this point, there may not be an answer because there may not be a way to avoid a disaster. Diesel fuel is not just low in this country, it's low in every Western nation that has aligned itself with Ukraine. All these nations preparing for World War Trans are running out of diesel fuel.
While millions may be scratching their heads over World War Trans, too afraid to speak against it, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained what it's all about and how Russia has already been there. He said, after the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. All this was proclaimed progress, widely supported around the world back then, and was quite fashionable, same as today. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother. I repeat, this is nothing new, and they made such a mess it still makes one shudder at times. President Putin says America should do what they want, but leave Russia out of it. They've already been there. And seeing as how Americans have become nothing but submissive spectators, it seems as if the United States will be going there as well, starting this winter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we're back. And, well, what do you think of that, Joe?
A lot of that stuff on the diesel brings to mind something that people need to know. There's a very simple reason we're short of diesel. In the past couple of years, there have been 6 diesel refining plants closed. That's the main reason they've closed the plants. Why? Biden, when he took office, remember one of his promises, he was going to get rid of the oil and gas industry, you know, the fossil fuel. He wanted to destroy it. He told the banks they should not be lending money. He has made it clear he is against fossil fuels in any form. And so the banks don't want to lend money. Investors don't want to put up money. Biden's came out today. In fact, he had a speech where we're going to go out there and this excess profits, these obscene profits that the oil companies are making, we're going to have a special tax and all of this. Well, they make a lot of money up front, but then if you realize what it takes to get oil and natural gas out of the ground, they have to invest money that may not come back to them for 10, 12, 15, 16 years. We get these lease permits, go through the vital environmental headaches, all the exploration. Sometimes their drilling doesn't produce the right thing, and they spend a lot of wasted time and money. Exploration of oil and gas is extremely expensive. And yes, they make profits, but those profits are what they put into the future to provide. Well, the government's basically said, we don't want to fund, we don't want to help you, we're going to try and destroy you. So we've lost not only our diesel refinery plants, we've lost a lot of our gasoline refinery plants, and there's not been a new one built, or is there one in the future planned? So, duh, we're not drilling for oil, we're not looking for natural gas, we're closing refineries, and now we wonder why we're short.
But, Joe, I mean, don't you understand?
How stupid can people be, Pastor?
Wait, you don't understand. You see, if he puts a high profit tax upon the oil companies, that'll make them drop their prices, Joe. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, that'll make them, yeah.
I don't think so, Joe. And
no, that's not going to do anything but actually make it harder
and that's
for them.
The whole point is to that's the whole point. The whole point is to destroy our economy, to put us in a dark winter.
Destroy destroy this oil or what they call the carbon-based They want everything to be renewable fuels, which they don't have the ability to do.
No.
It's a pipe dream. It is impossible right now to do, but they don't care if they destroy the country as long as they
okay,
get
let's
way.
Tell the people what they really want. First of all, what they really want to do is they want to depopulate the entire planet. This is reality, what we're telling you. And that means depopulate many in the United States, okay? They've been working on that. Here, the truth, what is the truth? The truth here is they want to reduce America to third world status. They want to, the whole purpose of hiring on 87,000 new IRS agents armed is to totally eliminate the middle class. This is reality. This is what we're actually talking about here.
Exactly. They're not going after the rich and powerful. They will be intimidating the middle class. And who's the easiest people to get money from? The poorer people, the ones that have a small tax burden. It's easier to get a little extra money out of them because they don't have a bunch of accountants and tax attorneys and people to, like the rich do. So they're going to go after the people that are more defenseless. And like you said, they'll go after the middle class.
And they're going to be working in a confederacy with your big, with your woke corporations, with Walmart and these big woke corporations.
They want to get rid of the little competition.
Let's get rid of all the small mom-and-pop stores and the small, in the cases like for Coca-Cola, they'd want to get rid of the small producers, those that, because you have a lot of producers that produce soda pop. You know, you got Little Tom and these others out there, still out there. They want to eliminate that, okay? Eliminate mom-and-pop stores. That's what they're going to go after. They're going to go after the small stores and go after, try to shut down the small farms. They want to control all of the food. They want to,
exactly.
All the food production.
Well, see, this is all under the guise of the environmental justice. We are saving the planet from climate change. It used to be global warming, but people got been like that. Found out one true. So now it's climate change. I'm looking at a copy of the New York Times, September 18th, 1995. Scientists say Earth's warming could set off wide disruptions. A continuing rise in average global sea level, which is likely to amount to more than a foot and a half. This, say scientists, would inundate parts of the many heavily populated river deltas, the cities on them, making them uninhabitable, and would destroy beaches around the world. At the most likely rate of rise, some experts say most of the beaches on the east coast of the United States would be gone in 25 years. That was in 1895. You know what? I called somebody, a friend of mine in Florida, and the beaches are still there, Pastor Ernie.
No kidding.
And he said they haven't really changed. He's lived there quite a while, and he said they haven't really changed since back in the 90s.
You know, it's an interesting thing. People would do two things.
It hurts, doesn't it?
If they would go get two bowls of water, small bowls of water, and in one of them put an ice cube, put a couple ice cubes.
A bunch of ice cubes.
Yeah, and the other not. But fill both of them to the brim, right to the brim with water. And then watch what happens when the bowl with the ice cubes, when the ice cubes melt. Do you know what will happen, Joe?
Well, I do, but it's actually funny because nothing will happen.
That's right. The water level doesn't rise, okay? It'll just displaced. But this is too complicated for the left out there, this global warming. Let me tell you, okay, Joe, I'm going to tell you exactly what this whole global warming thing is about. You ready, Joe?
Ready.
It's to make trillions of dollars, Joe. It's
right.
To make trillions. Al Gore knew all about that,
to
didn't
make
he?
The rich richer, like Al Gore. He got rich scaring people, right?
Absolutely.
He scared people. They spent a lot of money. He got rich. He now has this huge home. And you notice all these people that promote the global warming, the John Kerrys that fly around in their private planes. They have oceanfront homes, multi-million-dollar homes. They have yachts. They have these private jets that fly them around the world, they don't do anything to protect their carbon footprint except telling everybody else we must give up things to save the planet. They give up absolutely nothing. Look at Barack Obama bought two homes. Where did he buy them? On the oceanfront property, one in Martha's Vineyard, one in Hawaii. Now, if they really thought that, you know, the world was going to flood, you know, the beaches would be gone, do you think they'd spend $30 million on a home that's not going to be there in a few years?
No, Joe. Here, let me give you an example. Youth climate leaders and mayors unite to launch first global network of city youth climate councils, okay?
Oh, wow. Get now, the kids going.
Mayors and youth. Now, these are going to be in blue cities, all run by Democrats, because Republicans have common sense.
Right.
These will be run, cities run by Democrats. Mayors and youth leaders pledged to be united in action to deliver green jobs following the announcement of that C40 mayors will drive the creation of 50 million green jobs by 2030. C4 Global Youth City Climate Council Network will help young people engage in a local climate decision-making. I think we have about a seven-minute clip on this. Do we have that seven-minute clip on this? Would you load that up, Joe? You ought to hear, there's about a seven-minute clip on exactly what we're talking about. Youth leaders and mayors from around the world have pledged to remain united in action to ensure young people are engaged in every city to deliver inclusive climate solutions. This is such a bunch. Yeah, do the C40 summit. This is what we're talking about here.
Well, they call it propaganda, but you and I would call it lies, distortion, brainwashing, things like that, right?
Right. Listen up. Go ahead.
With concerted action and with clarity of purpose, there is no limit to what we can do. Too many national governments are still dragging their feet, refusing to commit to the policies, to the regulation.
What strategy do you have to make sure that the population gets on board with the green transition?
The small minority who denied COVID exists, who are conspiracy theorists, who are climate change deniers, they're a waste of time. They're never going to be persuaded.
It's not meant to be. What are the consequences going to be? Katie Davis Court reporting for Rebel News. It is day two of the C40 World Mayor Summit here in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and mayors from across the globe have officially arrived. Now, if you have not been following our reporting since we got on the ground here in Argentina, mayors from across the globe have entered into a pact called the C40 Cities, where they plan to implement the same climate policies to drastically reduce carbon emissions in the future. Now, they cannot achieve their goals without a significant power grab on the people, and in doing so, they want to reduce your ability to purchase clothing, have no meat, no dairy. That is what the future of the world looks like in these cities. So if you disagree and would like to fight back, go to C40Summit.com where you can sign the petition and also donate to Rebel News and help us offset our travel costs so we can continue coming to events like this across the world and bringing the other side of the story to you guys, which is crucial considering that this is the biggest global power grab in recent history. Like I said, they cannot continue their agenda without a significant power grab. So today we attended a press conference featuring mayors from the United States, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and the Philippines. And we asked them questions about how they plan to control the population into getting on board with their transition into a green economy or a one world order. Now, it is quite apparent after watching the citizenry from across the world respond to the COVID lockdowns that not everyone will be on board with the policies set forth by the C40 cities. So what strategy do you have to make sure that the population gets on board with the green transition?
When you want to introduce a climate action plan, You need resources, but especially from developing countries, we don't have the necessary finance available. But like we said, there are other innovative strategies that you can follow. For example, as mayor of the city of Chuane, once a month I've got a campaign which we branded with a fancy name called Chualupele, and we encourage communities all across Chuane to get involved in taking care of their environment.
Well, in our case, in Quezon City, we have a very participatory kind of government. So just 2 weeks ago, in fact, we sponsored a business summit, which is one of many that we always have, wherein we inform the business sector about latest developments and plans of the city. And this particular summit was directed at the climate emergency, because we had declared a climate emergency way back in 2019, which then enabled me as the mayor to start mobilizing resources, not just from the city government, the national government, but also from the business sector.
Okay, I'll deal with that question. Can I deal with Katie's question as well in relation to the links with COVID and climate change? Look, I think there are basically three groups of people, and it's linked with COVID. There were those who were COVID deniers, conspiracy theorists, and a lot of them are climate change deniers. You've got a lot of people who understood what's happening with COVID, understand what's happening with climate change, took out the vaccines, wanted to tackle climate change. And there's a lot of people in the middle who aren't sure, and so they need persuading. And what we have to do as politicians is to almost be like teachers, work with the experts to explain, just like we do with the pandemic, which led to many lives being saved, including in Argentina with the great rollout of the vaccines and in Buenos Aires, explain climate change. So in the UK, the 12 hottest periods in the history since records began have been since 2013. How do you explain 40 degrees Celsius in London, where normally, if we're lucky, we get 24 degrees? How do you explain China this year having the most extreme heat waves since records began? Meloretta was telling me some of the temperatures you had here in the recent past. How do you explain that? How do you explain the fires we've seen across Western Europe and Australia and the USA? How do you explain the flooding we have seen? What's your response to 99% of the scientists who explain the links between fossil fuels, carbon emissions, and climate change? And frankly speaking, the small minority who denied COVID exists, who are conspiracy theorists, who are climate change deniers, they're a waste of time. They're never going to be persuaded. But the middle group may listen to them and believe their nonsense. So we as politicians have got to work with the experts to explain what is happening and use the opportunity created by the crisis to give hope and provide the solutions we're providing. It's really important we do that. I think lazy politicians play on people's fears and win elections. Good politicians address people's fears and find solutions. And we've got to be those good politicians addressing people's fears.
What consequences are there going to be for people that don't abide by the climate green transition?
It's not an interview.
What are the consequences going to be? As you can see, my coworker, Lincoln Jay, and I were immediately blocked by security, but this just goes to show that we are the only ones here challenging these politicians and providing the other side of the story. This global takeover is coming to you. During the press conference, my colleague, Lincoln Jay, also had the opportunity to ask the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona in the United States a question, so let's check that out.
Lincoln Jay, Rebel News. We've seen after the COVID response that not everybody's going to comply with the transition. What potential consequences are there going to be for people who do not comply with the rules surrounding the green energy transition?
So we are very hopeful that people will see the real life impacts. In my community, drought and heat are very important impacts. Others, it is fire and floods. We now see most people in my community believe they are personally impacted by climate change, and that gives us the ability to move forward on climate action. This is a real and present challenge.
If you believe that it is crucial for Rebel News to be on the ground at the events covering the other side of the story, please support us at c40summit.com so we can continue our efforts across the globe. Thank you guys. Again, that is c40summit.com.
Alrighty, we're back. And you know, Joe, doesn't God's word, the Bible, answer that? In Hosea chapter 4, God's word, the Bible, tells you that the problems with the environment are caused by man's sin, not caused by fuel, not caused by burning coal, not caused by driving SUVs. It's caused by man's sin. But then, Joe, doesn't he tell you, now, is God able to do what he says he'll do?
Yes.
Has he always done what he says he'll do?
Always.
Now, listen to this. Genesis chapter 8. He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease. So God says, as long as he decides to keep the earth, as long as he keeps the earth, he is going to give us seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night. And so do you think he's able to do exactly what he says?
Exactly. And then same thing in Job. If you look at Job 36 and 37, it's really talking about he maketh the small drops of water, and he talks about water vapor, which is the main gas in the air. And then he says in 37, he's always, all these things are talking about the weather, the clouds, the rain, the snow. And he said, he causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. So he brings the rain, the snow, the weather for what? Correction for the land, because it needs it, or for having mercy upon his people. So, yeah, all through Scripture, it's very clear. And we look back, science tells us that this world has been much warmer. It's been much colder. It's still here. That's why it's called change. The climate changes. I remember there used to be Vikings living there in Greenland when it was totally, you know, they were growing wheat and they were raising sheep and goats and actually raising grain there and living there. And that huge ice cap that they're so worried about melting was very small. And now the ice cap, they said, it's melting, the world's going to come to an end. Well, you know, back when the Vikings were there a few thousand years ago, the ice cap was, what, a third of the size it is today. So, yeah, things change. But Greenland's still there. Mankind's still here. But they just use fear tactics, Pastor Ernie. Everything's about fear. Make people afraid, and afraid people do dumb things and trust the government. And that's the dumbest thing they can do.
Joe, right now, a lot of these people, these young people that they're talking about and the ones that are, they weren't alive back during the 70s. And I remember during the 70s. Don't you remember when there was going to be an ice age? We were going to go into an ice age. They had all of the talking heads.
The world's going to end. It was have to give power to the government.
All of these talking heads were talking about how, because of, remember, it was Q-tips, disposable diapers, acid rain, flagellants from cows. All of these things were going to bring us into a winter. We were going to be in the country was going to see an Arctic winter, and it was going to be over with. I mean, we were, most of the population.
Remember, the big unless was, unless we give the government power to prepare and save us, right? It was all about giving power to the government.
Right. Well, Joe, it didn't happen.
No, none of the stuff they said. I've got a whole collection of things that they forecast back in the 70s and 80s all the way up to, you know, 2000. The world has only got 10 years left. Well, that was 12 years ago and nothing changed. Well, I had this New York Times article that there wouldn't be any beaches on the East Coast. They're still there.
Well, AOC, remember AOC said,
lie after lie.
AOC, according to AOC, we only have, what, a couple more years left?
That's what Al Gore said back in, never mind, he said the same thing, and it didn't happen to him, for him, it's not going to happen for AOC.
So God says that he'll decide how this earth ends, not the radical,
no,
global.
He will decide not only when, but he will decide how, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be, you know, it's going to get a little hot, but I don't think quite the way that these global warming people think it will be.
So they're environmental wackos that we just listened to. They're not stable people.
They're using fear to gain government power to create their dream of a one-world government.
Absolutely.
It's been that way since way back, and that part hasn't changed in, what, 100 years.
Listen to this, Joe. UK government reveals the triple vaccinated account. The triple vaccinated account for 91% of COVID deaths since the start of 2022. The fully vaccinated account for 90% of COVID deaths since May 21. You won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
No, they don't want to say something funny. You remember Dr. What's her name? Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She is five times vaccinated, and guess what happened to her this week? She got COVID again after having the Paxlovid treatment. Yeah.
She's got COVID several times.
COVID again. Yeah, she got it just a week or so ago. Then they gave her the Paxlovid treatment, and right after the treatment on Sunday, she began developing symptoms again and tested positive.
Well, guess what? They
vaccinated. She's had COVID now, what, four times?
Well, according to the CDC, four times. You have you're four times more likely if you're vaccinated to get the COVID than you are if you're not vaccinated.
Exactly, and she's had COVID now four times with five vaccinations.
But let me ask you this, then. What was the purpose of the so-called vax to begin with?
To make money for Big Pharma.
Well, that was the real purpose, but what was it they were telling?
That's what you asked, wasn't it?
Remember, Joe Biden said, if you get the vax, you won't get the COVID. If you get the vax, right?
Yeah.
How many times has Joe had it?
Joe's had it several times.
That's right.
Well, you know, here's funny. You just said something that brought something to mind. I came back from vacation, and I saw a speech where Joe Biden talked about we now have 54 states, and I went looking on the computer, and I can't find the four states that didn't exist before I went on vacation. Then today... he was giving a speech, and he was talking about Iraq, where his son died. Well, I'm sorry, but his son died in a hospital in Walter Reed here in the U.S. years after coming back from service of cancer. And then Biden gave another speech, and he said he spoke to the man who invented insulin. He was talking about capping the cost of insulin, and he was talking about how bad the too expensive for people. And he said insulin was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted to make it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay? You know, he knows. And, hate to tell Joe, but insulin is a hormone in the body. It was never invented, but the doctor that discovered it, Frederick Banting, discovered it, didn't make it. And Banting, the doctor and scientist, died February 20th, 1941. Joe Biden was born November 20th, 1942. So he was born after this man died, and yet he swears that he talked to the doctor who invented something that was never invented. I am so sick and tired of the lies, and we put up with having a president who stands up there, lies, 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 or is so incompetent he can't remember. If he totally believes his son died...
Well, Joe,
mental problems.
Don't you remember how Hillary spoke to Mrs. Roosevelt? We'll be right back.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. never come to any solution when all we ever do is debate. We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we're back, and you know what? I gotta give this because every now and then we get an announcement locally when you have a, you know, either a company that gives excellent service. But here, this is the Agape Christian Academy. They're having their autumn auction, and I'm gonna tell you, this is a wonderful Christian school. It's an absolutely wonderful Christian school. Saturday, November 5th, this coming Saturday, at New Promise Church in Euclid Chardon Road in Kirtland, Ohio, just west of Chardon, for you folks in Northeast Ohio, you're invited to attend Agape Christian Academy Autumn Auction. Again, this is November 5th, this Saturday. It will be an evening of fun, fellowship, and excitement. As a possible bid for the prizes we have in store, $15 buys you dinner and the auction. Doors open at 3, and the buffet dinner from 3:30 to 5:30. All proceeds go toward Christian education. Email Agape Academy, that's Agape Academy at sbcglobal.net for tickets, or call the number below. Visit your website for more details. That number below is 440-834-8022. Again, 440-834-8022. They are a tremendous, really good Christian school, and I highly, highly recommend them. Okay, we'll go. Let's go and take some calls. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I have a question. But on the podcast, the David Knight Show yesterday podcast is reporting that top executives had a gathering or are gathered in Romania for Halloween, you have Dracula and so forth. So that says something about them. You know, you can listen to it and listen to some of the names that are there. That's pretty incredible. The other thing is the Sergeant Reports podcast, episode 413, is reporting that all injectables are now tainted with cesium-187, which is a radioactive isotope. So it can help connect people's bodies to 5G. Now, that's being reported. Todd Callender is the one, a lawyer.
I think we're going to be playing a clip on that tomorrow. We've got we've got some good information on that.
Yeah, okay, so you got that. So my question would be on, if you look at Psalm 55, verses 7 to 11, It seems to correlate with Proverbs chapter 1, but also the Tower of Babel, where it says, destroy and divide their tongues. And it's talking about wickedness on the streets, as is Proverbs chapter 1. So my question would be, just how, like, for example, I was thinking of Pfizer. You've got employees totaling almost 80,000 people, and yet they're basically, killing, intentionally putting out a kill shot for the global population. So that reminds me of the Tower of Babel a little bit, where people are just, gathering together as a massive group. That's a strange phenomenon to me. You figure there'd be some naysayers. Like, how does something like that happen, where, where evil just gets together? You could say Planned Parenthood, for example, would be the same thing. How many people get on the same page?
Well, again, this is the days we're living in. We are living in the Bible. You'll find the answer to that in Matthew 24, 2 Timothy chapter 3, Jude. It's the days we're living in now. The Bible calls it the days of sorrow, the days of sorrow. It's happening. It's falling right into place exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. So what we're seeing is exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said we would see. But I got to move on. So let's go to Coach. Coach is in the air.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Sanders. Good evening, Pastor Joe.
Coach, I'm going to keep you hanging on with us tonight because I'm going to have you give the invitation at the end of the program, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Well, one thing I definitely wanted to say was a couple about, I'd say almost 2 weeks ago, I called in for an emergency prayer for my friend Bob Hummel here in Brunswick, Ohio. He was supposed to have an 8 to 10 hour brain surgery to remove a tumor where they didn't know how far it was going to go, and they were supposed to put a big steel plate in his head and graft skin from his side and put it on. Well, when we met with the team in the morning at 5:30 in the morning, we met with all the doctors and stuff, and they went over the plan. They told them you could die of a heart attack, you could get a stroke, you could lose parts of your body, your motor skills. We really don't know, but we're going to shoot for the best. And something was saying, well, don't say nothing. And something else inside me said, well, yeah, we'll say something. And I go, excuse me, he'll be in good hands because we got over 15 major cities on the radio and other people across America praying for him. They just looked at it and say nothing. To make a long story short, we were shocked and surprised. The surgery lasted 2 hours, and he did not need no plate. And I took him home. The surgery was done on a Friday. We brought him home on a Sunday. Praise the good Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's something.
You know, we just had something recently like that, too, with Pastor Hal. Just this week, on a Saturday morning, Pastor Hal was put into the hospital, and they told him he was a walking time bomb. He can have a stroke or heart attack at any time for a number of reasons. And they wouldn't let him out of the hospital. They kept him there. But today he's out and he's walking around. He's doing just fine. And, well, there was a whole lot of prayer for Pastor Hal.
Amen. Praise the good Lord for that. And, you know, I want to tell your audience, yeah, my name is Dwayne Risco. I live in the great state of Ohio. Folks, if you care about America, and if you are sick and tired of sex perverts in our school boards, if you're sick and tired of sex perverts as mayors, if you're sick and tired of the House of Representatives, sex perverts, and in the Senate, and in the White House, and all these FBI, DOJ, against America, you better get out and vote. Vote Republican. I don't care for every seat. This is your last chance. Pastor, you've been saying it. Joe Larson, you've been hammering. You better get out and pray, but get out and pray first, and then vote. Because if you don't, folks, if we don't get the House back, you might as well kiss America goodbye.
Amen. Here in Ohio, Coach,
I'm not going to argue with you.
It's very important here in Ohio, very important for a number of reasons, that we elect to our Supreme Court in Ohio Chief Justice Sharon Kennedy. Sharon Kennedy, Pat Fisher, and Pat DeWine. again, it's very important that we elect these three to our Supreme Court in Ohio here today. And so come next Tuesday. So, folks, remember those. For Supreme Court justices in Ohio, Sharon Kennedy, Pat Fisher, and Pat DeWine.
We definitely will. And, you know, on my TV show, The Fire, The Fire Report, I'll be in studio Wednesday to do a couple of fire reports, and I'm going to show where we have over 100,000 young boys and girls who identify that they call themselves flurries. They bark. They meow. The school boards are promoting this. Unisex bathrooms. This is the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Biden in the White House is rebuilding Sodom and Gomorrah with Obama's help. We've got children across America in our school boards. They're identifying as cats and dogs. Now we have, I'm showing videos of humans that spend $50,000 to $100,000 on their body to become trans reptiles. Animals. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well,
I've seen those pictures, Coach. They have become snakes and lizards, and some are mutilating their bodies to become a Satan. Everything you can think of. The world is going insane because it's turned from God, and the devil is having a heyday, isn't he?
Yep, absolutely.
It kind of reminds you like when God had to destroy the earth the first time as a flood, and then with Sodom and Gomorrah, look at this. I mean, our school board is more worried about what's between our sons and daughters' legs than what goes in their heads, and they're making this a devil-possessed Dr. Frankenstein's doing surgery, devil-possessed growth hormones and stuff. This is all demonic. Pastor, you've talked about for years on the radio, along with other good pastors, that in the last days, the devil is on a warpath. Demons would be released. And I'm telling you what, there's more and more devil possession going on in America since I can ever recall in my life.
Wait, you know what? It's interesting you should say that, because this coming Sunday, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, for our class, The Bible and Current Events, we're going to show you what's happening in our country right now. The vast majority of people are totally oblivious. They're clueless to what's taking place. But it deals with exactly what you're talking about, Coach. But let's take some more calls. Stay there, Coach. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Yep. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Okay. All righty. We can't. Well, I'm going to have to wait for a minute because we're picking up another call right now. All righty. Let me see if we can get. We got phone lines are ringing. Can we go to Ryan in Michigan? Okay, let's go to Ryan. And Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi, I got some good news. I heard a local show Sunday night. He was live at the Dearborn Republican, conference that they had, and for Matt Letourneau was speaking, and the Tudor Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
It was flooded with Muslims, and it was like, well, it's really. I wanted to tell you because if you can get it, I know you play clips of things. If you can get a clip of his program, it's Trucker Randy. It's Sunday, October 31st, his program. And then he's on the next day, 31st, yourdefendingfathers.com. And he talks all about it. But he kept saying he couldn't believe that he was the only person there. There was no media. There was no radio there. There was no radio station. There was no, and the place was just flooded with Muslims. It's never been... You know, it's like a record turnout, and they're not even voting for that Ratisha Salib, whatever her name is. They're not voting for her because there's. And what I think is happening, they don't like this. You know, you wake up the parents, the sleeping bear, whatever they say. You know, you don't force
mama bears. They're good. Yeah, mama grizzlies
you don't force
or whatever.
The, you know, they're sick of it, just like everybody's sick of it. They don't want their kids learning this stuff.
You're right.
So, I guess it's really, you should hear the broadcast because it's almost makes you want to cry. It's like one of those feel good moments where everybody's hugging each other. I wish I was there, but everybody's hugging each other and they're buying the T-shirts.
We're actually seeing what's happening. Well, we're actually seeing a number of Democrats now have called Crawley. They've left the Democratic Party and they're registering and voting for Republicans now. They're coming right out and they're saying, well, I'm leaving it. I've been there my whole life, but I can't do it anymore. So that's the good news.
I know. Can I tell you something real quick? I got this funny.
You have to be quick because we're running out of time.
I got a text with the clue, the game of Clue, and it said it was Nancy with the hammer in the dining room.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. I can believe it. Alrighty, Coach, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
How much time do we have here? Okay. You got 3 minutes. Can you lead us to give an invitation in three?
Let's do it. Folks, I don't care who you are, young or old, black and white, you're here illegally, you're dying, you're sick, you're hurting, you're lonely, you're going through all kinds of stuff. Here's the most important thing that you need to remember. You're listening to this radio program. It's not an accident tonight. Maybe some of you are listening and tune in for the first time. We are all sinners. We have sin in us. We're going to die, every single one of us. And there is a place called hell, where it's eternal blackness and fire and brimstone, where you and will burn forever and ever because we have sin in us. But the good news is that God took on the form of man, left his throne on heaven, came down on earth, lived the perfect life in our place, and he willingly came to die on the cross. He was stripped naked. He was whipped with a cat of nine tails. His blood spilled all over. His bones showed, and they hung him on a cross with nails in his hands and his feet, and they put him on that cross, and 3 days later, after when they buried him, he arose bodily from the grave. And the good news is gospel. If you can believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God and that he was buried, and 3 days later, he arose, and he died for your sins. If you can believe that and say, yes, I do. Please, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want all my sins forgiven. If you can say, dear Lord, please save me. Father, forgive me. If you do that at this moment, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And no matter what happens, you will have eternal life. Your faith, your salvation is on a man, a personal relationship. You and Jesus Christ, God. That's right. That's the good news. Jesus loves you. Please accept what he did. He was shedding his blood and dying on the cross. I love you, and so does God.
And very good, thanks. Okay, where are we at? How much time do we have? We're running. Okay, alrighty. All right, boy, you did that very quick. I didn't think you could. We've got, let's take a 30-second call. We got one call. We'll take about 30. All right, you've got about 30 seconds, John, here to go for it.
Yeah, there's some really mind-blowing things on global research about how this so-called democratically, this democratic government and Zelensky over there, this obscene comedian, is such a Democrat. He's sponsoring the kill list that includes Elon Musk, Americans, even former CIA special operatives who dissent from the U.S. policy of sending billions of dollars in deadly weapons to continue this war that could lead to World War III, maybe nuclear war against Russia. And you won't hear any of that. That made such a big deal out of Salman Rushdie being put on a list. And now we've got a list over there of thousands of people who dissent from this mad Democrat, Republican, bipartisan warmongering to try to destroy.
I hear you. I've heard that. We've got to move on. Okay. We are out of time for tonight, but I've heard the rumors, what he was just talking about. So until tomorrow, folks, as we say at this time every night, you ready, Joe? You ready, Coach?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. God bless. Good, and always, 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 always keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. The southern border is wide open.
and we have to tell the world about it. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working over the last year to have a one-of-a-kind documentary all about the drugs, the guns, the crime, the criminals that are flowing across the southern border. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working so hard on this through amazing frontline footage that shows the Border Patrol agents, shows people crossing the border, the illegal drug trade, the economic and societal fallout that illegal immigration has on the United States. Every single state is a border state. And we here being headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, want the rest of the country, want you all across America to see what we are living through in Arizona. It's a one-of-a-kind docuseries available exclusively on SalemNow.com. That is SalemNow.com. You guys will see the porous southern border wide open and what we can do to solve it. If you want to learn about the border, this is your opportunity. Brought to you by Turning Point USA, available at SalemNow.com.